truck, on the road, and all alone. Sometimes I think money is my only goal. It makes me sad. We're coming up another 4 miles. Coffee, fries, and a cheeseburger.
Two men, two burgers, some beer. It's the Montreal Burger Report with Ed Paco and Chris Zeke Hand.
Good day and welcome to the fourth episode of the Montreal Burger Report. In this episode, Ed Hocko, also known as Blork, and Chris Zeke Hand start off at the old Montreal hipster haven L'Orignal before they head down the street to Méchantbœuf. While at L'Orignal, they discuss their preconceptions of the upcoming burger feast, and the bartender at L'Orignal interjects to give her opinion on both Méchantbœuf and what she thinks is the best hamburger in Montreal. L'Orignal is located at 479 St. Alexis in Old Montreal, and they are open Monday to Saturday from 6 p.m. The phone number is 514-303-0479, and their website is restaurantlorignal.com. By the way, L'Orignal translates into the moose in English. Méchantbœuf is located at 124 St. Paul West in Old Montreal. They are open 7 days a week from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m., although on weekends they stay open until 1 a.m. The phone number is 514-788-4020, and their website is méchantbœuf.com. Méchantbœuf loosely translates into English as Nasty Bull. They also like to subtitle themselves as, quote, Montreal Hamburger Restaurant, unquote. The Montreal Burger Report is a radio show, podcast, blog, something or other, whereupon Blork and Zeke go out, have a couple of burgers, some beer, and in very generalized terms, try to inform you about the wide and wonderful world of burgers in Montreal.
Yeah, another round, please.
Another round?
Yeah.
And yes, we are having our pre-burger discussion at L'Orignal. What?
Well, I guess we'll have to leave after that.
Perfect timing.
Well, considering we were coming in for one beer, we're already like way ahead of ourselves, so I think we'll be all right.
Okay. Can I not be full glass?
Actually, I'm fine with. Yeah. Don't mind reusing.
Now, there, just to explain, I have this thing we're doing for CKUT called the Burger Report.
Okay.
And so we're going out to talk about hamburgers. And
so where are you going to go?
Unfortunately, Ed chose the Méchantbœuf.
Unfortunately.
He doesn't like it. Have you been there?
No.
I've been there once for my birthday. Uh-huh. I must say that I loved it.
Did you have a burger?
I didn't have a burger.
Did anybody in your party have a burger?
No. Because we actually let the waitress just choose anything, and she just brought us a bunch of food.
Wow.
And the burger was not there.
But it was good, though? You liked it?
I really enjoyed it.
Okay, well, that sets my expectations a little higher, then. Not necessarily good.
I'm always the contrarian, so everything is like, no. To me, initially.
He thought it was too noisy.
Too noisy. Well, I guess I went on a Tuesday night or something, mm-hmm. so it wasn't, and it was busy. Mm-hmm. Every table was pretty much occupied, but it was not noisy at all. Mm.
What's your favorite?
Well, okay, take in consideration that I started eating meat 2 years ago.
Okay.
Never eaten meat in my life, and...
Good for you, as in just start eating meat.
I had a Big Mac one day, and oh my god, I have cravings. But I limit myself to two a year.
Okay.
Okay.
But I like the thin of it. I mm-hmm. like the burger thin. Okay. I don't like going somewhere where they put a big chunk of meat. Mm-hmm.
You probably really like Dick Anza.
Yes, huh?
Probably would.
So we have another opinion on on the Méchantbœuf. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. the last time you were there, that was so noisy. Do you remember if that was a weekend or was it just some random night?
Thursday, Friday was, if I remember correctly, we had gone after some opening, some launch party or something like that. One of those, what is it, FOMOs, MOFOs?
FOMO. Fear of missing out.
One of those FOMOs that we didn't miss out on, although, given that I think it was with a friend that I can remember, my guess is it was an opening from the DHC, which is around the corner. And, we could have missed out.
Well, I have no idea what to think. The way she described this place, it sounded like it was a marvelous, wonderful birthday experience with, the waiter choosing the menu and all that kind of stuff. Which sounds like a great place to go on your, I don't know, how old is she, 25th birthday or something?
I understand. She's, yes, a blonde who is half your age.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm sure it was a wonderful experience. Is it the kind of place that's going to serve up the kind of burger I want? Which is, you know, for me, burgers really are not gourmet food. No, I'm not 25. For me, burgers are the food of the proletariat, you know? There's got to be a... You know, when you try to gussy them up a little too much, it ruins the effect.
To me, they're more of a suburbia type of item. And given that I'm a
suburbia
city,
item.
Yeah, given that I'm a city person, it is the sort of thing. Suburbia is like a whole other world out there. And at which point, you want it's something.
You guys have the mini Lamb burgers here?
No, I saw you had mini burgers on your menu.
Oh, you'll have to come back.
Yes.
Okay. And they're lamb burgers? Yeah, but we're going over dinner afterwards. So they're actually lamb burgers?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah, well, I kind of had that when I came in. I said, oh, look, they have burgers. We should come back in here.
Like, they're really, it's yeah, like yeah. Three little mini lamb burgers. Yeah. Like old cheddar.
Yeah.
And, like caramelized onions.
Sounds nice. What was in the middle of thing? Suburbia. Do you think burgers are suburbia food? I'll have you know, sir, that my imaginary burger that I fantasize about is highly influenced by, as I've said before, a Chowhounds video set in deepest, darkest Manhattan, USA.
We're gonna have to find that and get a link to it.
Exactly.
Maybe embed it every alternate post.
Right. Yeah. Although I have to say, even that perfect burger, I still had some few minor complaints with it. But anyway, I would say traditionally it's more like rural food, right? Because you think like burger, you think Texas, you think the ranches and stuff.
But
sometimes they have barbecue or burger, you know?
No. To me, burgers are sort of like almost road food.
That's true. Yeah.
Not because, once you're like living in the city, it's the sort of thing where you're eating slightly more interesting, more, what you want to call it, worldly stuff. Now, to me, it's burgers, like 1966 suburbia, whether it is Beaconsfield or whether it's Scarsdale, does not matter to me.
It's true that, in that respect, I can understand where you're saying coming from, especially because with the huge rise of suburbia in the 50s and 60s, and, everybody, if you had your suburban house, you had to have your little pool, and you had to have your little highball glasses for your, after-work drink, and there are all this list of things you had to have, including a grill, so you could have your grilled burgers.
And at which point, that time, nobody was really into grilling, at least in the suburbia.
No.
At which point, that's why you get it charred on.
That's right.
On both sides.
And because it was the barbecue, it was the man who did the cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the little lady, cooked up the macaroni salad or whatever in the kitchen with her little frilly apron. Dad went out there with his Kiss the Cook apron and, grilled up the burgers. Or, in the case of my dad, over-grilled the burgers.
At this juncture, Blork and Zeke paid their bill at L'Oréal and walked down the street to Méchampouf. After a very short wait, they were seated at a table in the back.
Well, they have a Burger Flight, which is three mini burgers. And then way down at the bottom, here, you want to grab your microphone? Way down at the bottom is Le Méchant Burger, bacon, blue, Benedictine, and Gruyère with caramelized onions.
And then they have a vegetarian burger. My guess is that this best burger in Montreal, that their best burger in town, whatever that they claim, is probably their Méchant Burger.
Okay.
Because they don't seem to have an extensive burger menu.
No, they don't have. I was expecting an extensive burger
so
menu as well.
Well, I guess.
This is going to be interesting where we both have the same burger, or we should ask the waitress, is there a burger thing?
Or one of us could get the flight and the other could get the Méchant Burger. Although the Méchant Burger does come with bacon. It's always better with bacon.
How does bacon fit into your perfect burger? You didn't mention that at all.
No, that's a good question. How does bacon fit into my perfect burger? Bacon is a lovely option. The perfect burger does not require the bacon, but if the bacon is there, it makes it that much better.
Okay. How does this compare to my description and our lovely waitress's description at L'Oréal?
It pretty much jives. I mean, it's not I really didn't know what to expect at all of the room, mm-hmm. but I figured it would probably be kind of dark and full of like bricks and stones and like lots of ambient music or sound or whatever. And that's exactly what it is. I mean, it's a nice room. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a nice enough room. It is pretty loud. I mean, there's a band setting up right now, and when they start, it's going to be too fucking loud. There's no doubt.
We shouldn't have let him in the door.
Sorry?
We shouldn't have let him in the door.
No, but you know, but this is it. I mean, it's noisy. It's noisy, boisterous kind of thing. I mean, if you ask me, fine dining doesn't mix with noisy and boisterous because your other senses are so overloaded you don't really taste what you're eating. But then again, we're here for burgers. Do burgers mix with boisterous? Potentially.
Potentially, yes. If done right there, it's what I find sort of disconcerting. Or, no, I would want that to be more direct, off-putting.
Or discombobulating.
Is how they try and give off the presentation of fine dining.
Right.
While at the same time doing everything that isn't fine dining, such as burgers, such as loud noise,
right.
Such as the TV that is onto the hockey game behind your head.
Right, exactly.
I mean, I knew I should have sat in that seat.
I guess you could, you know, I think there's such a thing as an upscale bar or something like that. Not bar, but like an upscale. Okay, is there such a thing as upscale casual dining? You know, like even wealthy people need to relax now and then.